गुड मॉर्निंग बे एरिया, आप सुन रहे हैं रेडियो जिंदगी 1170 AM और शो शुरू होने वाला है रियल एस्टेट कॉर्नर, वेयर यू मीट द रियल्टर जीवन जुच्ची, रेदर रियल एस्टेट ब्रोकर जीवन जुच्ची एंड एक्सपर्ट मॉर्गेज ब्रोकर जॉर्ज डुआर्टे। तो अभी थोड़ी ही देर में जीवन जुच्ची एंड जॉर्ज डुआर्टे से बात करना हम शुरू करेंगे, और उससे पहले मैं थोड़ा सा इन्फॉर्मेशन उनके बारे में आपको दे दूं। दैट जीवन जुच्ची इज अ रियल एस्टेट ब्रोकर who specializes in marketing homes, apartment buildings, office buildings and businesses. So, agar aap unhe contact karna chahte hain in your buying or selling needs, to aap call kar sakte hain unhe. In fact, agar aap easy tarika chahein, to you can visit him on his website, which is by his name, which is jeevanzuchi.com, Zuchi with a Z in it, and the number to call is 510-589-3702. और अगर आप उन्हें ईमेल करना चाहें तो द ईमेल एड्रेस इज jeevanzuchi@gmail.com एंड फॉर जॉर्ज डुआर्टे हु इज अ एक्सपर्ट मॉर्गेज ब्रोकर यू कैन कॉल 510-377-9059 और यू कैन विजिट हिज वेबसाइट georgeduarte.com। ही इज डेफिनेटली अ पर्सन हु कैन हेल्प यू इन योर मॉर्गेज, योर परचेज, फाइनेंसेज, रीफाइनेंसिंग ऑफ होम्स एंड रियल एस्टेट टू। तो चलिए बातचीत शुरू करते हैं, लेट्स टेक देम ऑन एयर। Good morning, George.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. See our dedication. That's what I was saying in my morning show also. We are here, bright and early.
We are here bright Christmas. And early, right? I don't know. How the heck did we do that?
So let me remind all our listeners who are also very dedicatedly listening to the radio, do call us on our studio number, which is 510-657-1170. 510-657-1170 पे कॉल करके आप क्वेश्चन पूछ सकते हैं एनीथिंग रिलेटेड टू रियल एस्टेट और मॉर्गेज। लेट्स स्टार्ट द शो।
यस, लेट्स गेट स्टार्टेड। वेल, गुड मॉर्निंग एंड गुड टू बी हियर ऑन टुडे, एनी डे रियली, स्पेशली हियर इन द क्वाइटूड ऑफ द हॉलिडे वीक। एंड सो टुडे वी हैव दिस मॉर्निंग द डाउ इज वंस अगेन ओपन and it is very volatile. So as of about an hour ago, the Dow was at 22,298. It was up 511 after being down early this morning. The NASDAQ is at 6,394. It's up 200. The S&P 500 is at 2,407, up 57. And the all-important 10-year bond yield is at 2.78%. So that's a good thing. So the rates are doing very well right now. Gold is at $1,272 an ounce. Silver is at $15.11 per ounce. And those increase in those prices are indicative of the volatility of our economic marketplace.
True.
At this point. So we continue to do wild swings. There's a lot of activity in the stock market, particularly here before the end of the year, because portfolio managers are looking to dump stocks that they think have not been performing well,
mm-hmm.
and to rearrange their portfolios. And investors are looking to dump those stocks and take the losses here in this tax year. So there's always a lot of volatility here at the end of the year. Primarily for tax purposes and for setting up the investment portfolio for the coming year. And that's not just stocks and bonds, but really all portfolios, including real estate.
Mm-hmm.
So something else to look at. We have also the release of the new Case-Shiller Home Price Index, and it covers a 20-city index. A national index, which covers all 9 U.S. Census divisions, reported a 0.1% monthly gain in October and 5.5% annual gain. The year-over-year reading was unchanged from September. Now, I'm looking at this list here of the 20 cities that are included,
mm-hmm.
and the greatest 12-month appreciation has been in Las Vegas.
Wow.
12.8% increase in value in Las Vegas. And then the second is the San Francisco metro area, 7.9%. So property values are up on average 7.9% in the San Francisco Bay Area,
mm-hmm.
for this year. And then the third is Phoenix area, 7.7%.
Nice.
So I want to address, this addresses the question of, you know, a lot of wild and hysterical rumors are going on out there that the market is crashing. The market is crashing. No, the market is not crashing. We have a seasonal adjustment of a little quietude here during the holidays.
Oh, that's I think that's regular. That happens every year.
It's cyclical. It's important to understand that. So for those of you who like to run with the crowd and with the herd and do what everybody else does, don't buy anything now. Do not buy anything now. The rates are at the lowest. That's okay. You'll miss that. Wait until the springtime when the property values start going up again and when the rates are going up. And then you can once again make multiple offers with everyone else. Or for those of you who might be a little counterintuitive, maybe if you're ready, go out now and look here. Yeah, here in January. Be a contrarian. You know, look at when the market values are slower. You have less competition in the marketplace. And the rates are softer. So just saying, ladies and gentlemen, something to think about. I know you're all busy with your eggnog and, you know, with the holidays and got New Year's Eve coming up. But definitely think about something contrarian. So
We were getting calls. So listeners, I would like to remind you the number once more, 510-657-1170. So we got some calls, but unluckily they got dropped. So you can call us back on the studio number, 510-657-1170, if you have any question related to real estate or mortgage. And we have been joined by Jeevan Zuchi now. So drum roll.
In the house.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. You know, it has been a very busy year. Extremely busy. Very busy. How are you guys this morning?
We are doing great.
And how was the Christmas?
Christmas was awesome.
Yes. Beautiful.
We are back on the market updates where George gave us everything about the share market.
To the most wonderful informative and educational talk by George, and that was beautiful. And I'm so glad you are so optimistic about the market. You know, so many people keep on talking about market crash and, you know, it's going to go down, it's going to... But you're...
Today's social media, internet world, hysteria is the norm.
Exactly.
You know, wild rumors, hysteria.
Wild rumors.
People love bad news. And you know what? It's like the stock market. If you're in the stock market, you know, it goes up, it goes down. If you're in the real estate market, it goes up. And it doesn't always go up. Sometimes it flattens out, and sometimes it goes down. But guess what? You need a place to live. All right? And if you're not paying, if you're paying rent, you're paying somebody else's mortgage. Okay? So.
And also, it's a tangible asset.
And it's a tangible asset.
It's not like stocks. It's not like, right, you know, the paper money. It's real.
The point is, you have to be in it, you know, for the long term.
Exactly.
You know, if you're just looking to jump in and worry about what's going to happen in the market in the next 6 months, you need to change that perspective.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, so you've got to have a longer-term perspective.
You know, but you'll be really amazed that there are so many people out there who do understand this. I mean, I have been getting more calls than ever before, people who are really jumping to buy a home. And it is, of course, it's their first time. Their
well,
first,
good. That's
first
smart.
First-time buyers. And
maybe,
you know,
they've been taking your advice. They're contrarians here. Right? They don't have all the competition in the marketplace.
Yeah.
You know, like, well, you missed maybe when you missed it earlier when I said, don't be a contrarian. Wait until the springtime and compete with everybody else. And when the rates are higher and the property values are higher.
I did not miss anything that
you
said.
Or you can be smart.
So, listeners, we got up. We tune in. So, you're at the Real Estate Corner. And we're with Jeevan Zuchi and George Duarte. Jeevan Zuchi is a real estate broker. And unki information main de chuki hun. Let me repeat it. 510-589-3702 is the number to call. Or you can visit his website, which is by his name, jeevanzuchi.com. Zuchi with a Z in it. And for George Duarte, who's an expert mortgage broker, you can call 510-377-9059. Or you can visit his website, georgeduarte.com. Or if you want to call studio line and ask your question, so do call us on 510-657-1170. And we were talking about the myth जो कि लोग मार्केट के बारे में करते हैं, द सोशल मीडिया हाइप्स दैट मार्केट इट इज गोना क्रैश एंड ऑल. सो आवर एक्सपर्ट्स वर क्लैरिफाइंग कि ऐसा कुछ नहीं है, देयर इज नथिंग लाइक दैट.
राइट, दैट्स एग्जैक्टली राइट. इट्स जस्ट, यू नो, एम्प्लॉयमेंट इज वेरी स्ट्रांग एंड दैट्स रियली द प्राइमरी ड्राइवर एंड द रेट्स आर लो, सो दैट हेल्प्स टू फ्यूल इट एज वेल. And, you know, everybody considered that the rates were going to be very high at this point. No.
No.
You know, and actually it looks like this next year coming up, 2019, the mortgage interest rates are going to be really pretty stable. So, you know, in the range right now where we're at, in the mid-fours for 30-year fixed rates, we can do
it's
business like that all day long.
It's yeah. not bad at all.
It's terrific.
Yeah.
So let's talk about loans. So, yeah, there's... Everybody's familiar with the regular mortgage interest rates at 30-year fixed, and you know everybody wants the lowest rate, the lowest rate. Well, you know, that's okay. You have to be careful on mortgage advertising. So there's a company who does a lot of TV commercials, and I won't say who they are, but you've seen the commercials or heard them on the radio, and they let you believe that you know, you press a button and get a loan approval, and they lead you to believe that that's their proprietary product. It's not. It's a Fannie Mae program. Any good lender actually has that loan program. If you have, what they don't tell you is if you have 20 or 25% down payment and you have a credit score over 750 and you have cash reserves and can qualify and prove your income, you can get that loan. And a lot of people do fall in that category, and that's really great. And however, what if you don't? What if you're self-employed? What if you only have 5% down payment? What if you have, you know, some credit issues or you've got some debt? Then what? So these people who advertise those products, they close actually a very tiny percent of the loans that get inquired into them. So it's very important to work with a mortgage professional who has preferably a mortgage broker. Little shameless self-promotion there, a good mortgage broker, and there are a few of us out there, ladies and gentlemen, who have a wide variety of lenders and loan programs to address your issues. And that's the great thing, actually, about being in this business. It's that it's not cookie cutter. You know, every day I get a call, and somebody has a problem to be solved or a goal to be achieved, and it's like a puzzle. You get a selection of things on your plate, and these are the factors, and here, find the solution for this person's problem or to help them achieve their goal. So one thing there's a couple of things that have become very popular is loans for people who are self-employed. There's because the Bay Area, Northern California, is a highly entrepreneurial area. There are many, many people who are self-employed,
right.
Or who work in the gig economy, who are not technically employed by anybody, who may have income from one or two or three different sources. So people who cannot otherwise conventionally qualify for a loan because they don't have, you know, those Fannie Mae high standards that are required. But the good news is that there are lenders out there who have loan products for those circumstances. So loans based on bank statements. So if you can prove your cash flow based upon 12 months bank statements, checking, savings, and business and personal bank statements, and you've got some pretty decent credit, you're able to meet your obligations. You know, typically credit, you know, ideally over 650, 700, the better your credit score, the better you can get. It's very important to understand that.
I have a question, George. I have a buyer, and their money is coming from India for the down payment.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I haven't done that ever before, that, you know, somebody would get, you know, all the down payment from a foreign country. So I just started working with them and would like to find out, you know, is it okay to have your money coming from a foreign country? I feel if it is substantiated properly, you know, well documented and everything, I think it should be okay, because why would somebody
Well,
refuse?
It is. It's a matter of seasoning. So are these people, have they made an offer yet? No. You're just looking?
No, no. Actually,
getting ready?
We saw a home, and it's a smaller, you know, town home, which is less than $1 million. And a huge, you know, like they do want to pay, you know, 20% down payment, but the money is coming from India, and it just happened actually 3-4 days back. And
okay.
I told them I'll get back and see how we can be able to. I was going to call you, but
so,
I'm glad you brought. You know,
yeah, so that's a great question, and actually pretty common. So what you'll want to do is you'll want them to get their money right away. Okay, and to document where it comes from and deposit it into one of their main bank accounts.
Okay.
And then ideally, they'll want to leave it in that bank account for a minimum of 60 days and preferably 90 days. The concept is called seasoning.
Right.
Okay, because
right.
What lender, and I presumably they want, you know, the best interest rates, and do they have a very good credit score and other things otherwise? Are they
you
strong?
You know, they really don't have, they haven't established their credit. It's not bad at all, but they have had, they just told me they have a couple of credit cards which they have been using for past couple of years. And other than that, you know, they have a nice job, which is not very high paying, but it's reasonably good job. And the only issue is that they can definitely qualify if they have this 20% that's coming from India.
Okay.
If they are able to, in fact, get that, which they are very hopeful, I think they should be fine because their credit score is not bad at all.
Well, what you want to do is get them in the pre-purchase planning process.
Right.
So get with them, run a credit report, see what it looks like, look at their income, look at their employment, how long they've been there, what they do, what their actual income is, do some actual qualifying, and see what all their factors are, and then get an idea on the money coming in from India. You know, when are they expecting it? Is it ready to come in now?
It's ready.
Do they have to?
Actually, it's ready, and it has been actually ready for past 3-4 months, but they had no idea if this is even going to be possible.
Oh, it's too bad. They should have got it 4 months ago.
Well, she, you know, the person called me and I assured her, I said, there shouldn't be any problem because nobody's going to refuse, you know, your money, wherever it's coming from, as long as it's legitimate.
Well, it's important to understand the concept is called a source of funds.
Right.
This is not really a very well-known issue, but it comes up a lot. Lenders want to know where your money comes from. Okay, they don't want a large deposit just showing up in your bank account, because then they'll say, well, where did it come from? Document the source. See, because you have to understand, here in the United States, there's anti-money laundering regulations.
Exactly.
You know, all sorts of regulations that lenders have to follow. Most lenders, that is. So, I mean, assuming these people qualify for and, you know, want to have the best financing, then they've got the strongest rules. I mean, if they have some flexibility, you know, in terms of the interest rate and these sorts of things and the qualifying and the source of funds, well, that's, you know, that then there's that trade-off.
Right.
But, you know, if somebody really wants, you know, the best rates, which everybody does, then, you know, they need to be prepared accordingly. You just can't have a couple hundred thousand, you know, $300,000-$400,000 show up in your bank account. It's like, well,
absolutely.
Where did that come from?
Absolutely.
Did you sell drugs? Did you sell guns?
Right.
You know, what?
Where did it come from?
You know, it's from my grandmother in India. Okay? You know, so that's why you got to have the seasoning for 90 days.
Right.
Because if you make your loan application and you should show up with 3 months' worth of bank statements and you've got that amount in there and they're not seeing gigantic deposits, only your regular cash flow paychecks, then that's okay.
Right.
So it's planning, and that's how you avoid those gotchas. So that's a very common situation where you get into an escrow, somebody makes you promises, and then you go to make a loan application, and boom, oh, what's this $400,000 deposit in your account? Where did it come from? Well,
right.
I don't know. It's not good.
But it is possible. Like,
well, it is possible,
if
sure.
If they are able to prove that it's legitimate, I think there shouldn't be a problem.
Right.
Right.
Well, you just got to, you know, plan in advance accordingly.
You know, on that note, George, I have some beautiful home which has come up in Livermore. It's not in MLS yet, and I'm the only one who knows about it before they list it. And they're not going to list it before the first week, rather the second week of January. So guys out there, if you are listening to this program, give me a call and I'll take you down there. It's a very lovely home in a very good area of Livermore, and you will be able to probably get a much better price now than when it is listed. And you go and visit that open house, and then you will find that it is much more expensive. So guys, give me a call and I'll take you down there.
Sounds good. Yeah, Livermore is the place to be, actually.
Livermore,
it's
actually
extremely
yes,
it's a great place.
It's a great
place. I live there, so I've been there for more than 13 years, and you know, it's only 19 miles from my house in Livermore to my office here in Fremont.
Oh, absolutely.
It's an easy... Today, I came in 22 minutes. Now, again, that's after the rush hour, admittedly, but, you know, rush hour can be a little problematic.
Yeah.
But there's so much going on in Livermore in terms of dining, entertainment, lifestyle. The schools are good.
Oh, schools are...
Yeah.
Some of the schools are very good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, Livermore High School, Granada High School.
Yeah,
I
sold several homes in 2018, and most of these homes were in Dublin and Livermore.
Yeah.
And I tell you this.
And you've got the wine country there. There are over 59 different wineries
right.
in Livermore. So you've got, you know, why go to Napa or Sonoma? 20 miles from here, you've got Livermore wine country with some outstanding wines.
You know, there's an area in that particular, you know, wine country area that you're talking about. And I'm in the middle of talking to a landowner, you know, who owns the winery, and there's going to be some development opportunity.
Yeah, so you're listening to Real Estate Corner. Let me remind the listeners once more. And as Jeevan Zuchi was telling you about the upcoming property, which is not even listed yet. So if you want to contact him and get more information, the number to call is 510-589-3702. Or you can visit his website, which is by his name, jeevanzuchi.com, Zuchi with a Z in it. Or agar aap help lena chahte hain about the mortgage problem, as we were discussing, money coming over from India and everything. So for that, you would need an expert by your side. And that is George Duarte. Aap call kar sakte hain 510-377-9059. Or you can visit his website, which is by his name, georgeduarte.com, which is DuarteE.com. Yes, guys, so we have a couple of more minutes before we finish. So
that's all? Couple of minutes?
Yes, that's
what,
it, what as always.
What happens to this half hour? It
time
just
flies
disappears.
When you're having fun.
I tell you, it's because of George.
So,
you know, he gives you so much information that, believe me, you know, we all learn. Like,
and
you
it's
said
you
last
too,
time,
because
yeah?
we get all the property updates from you as well.
Well, you know, I mean, George is our guru.
Yeah.
And, you know, we really, I tell you, I mean, he's the, without praising
thanks,
him, because he's in front of me, he's one of the best mortgage brokers, and he didn't start yesterday. I mean, he has been doing this for almost
no, that's
30,
for sure.
I think 30 years, right?
34 years.
No, he cannot start yesterday. Yesterday was Christmas.
I like that. You're right.
Right.
Yeah, so guys, yeah, it's almost time to end. Would you like to give some holiday advice or maybe happy holidays?
George's word should be the last one.
Yes, holiday advice. Well, you know, have a healthy, wonderful holiday season. And enjoy your New Year's celebrations, and be healthy and safe, you know, in your whatever it is that you do in your endeavors. And again, if you need a mortgage loan or an analysis of your situation or a question, or if you're self-employed and you're like, well, how in the world can I possibly buy a house? Then, you know, run it by. I talked to a gentleman last week who was aware of my reputation and called me up. He was referred by somebody, and he needs a bank statement loan. He's an entrepreneur, self-employed businessman, and he has a loan that's coming due, and he needs some help. So, very exciting opportunity. So, I'm working on his transaction this week, so it's all good.
I echo your sentiments. I really wish all our listeners a very peaceful, a very bright 2019, and many, many years to come. And guys, don't ever be fearful. Economy, you know, these cycles keep on coming. We have up and down going on. But real estate, it is the ultimate product. And whoever you choose to buy from, go and buy a home. need my help, need George's help, call us. Jeevan Zutshi, 510-589-3000.